right now, we're gonna talk with James Letta. Hello, James.
Hiya.
Yeah, he's our special guest, and I'm really excited right now because we're gonna talk about music, one of my favorite things
ever. Indeed, yeah.
Yes, so James Letta, he's a singer and songwriter, right?
Yeah, and a producer, we'll go for as well. Yeah, one of those things, yeah.
Multi-talented.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we'll go with that. Thank you.
He also played the keyboards as well.
Yeah, I do indeed.
He also has 20,000 views online
on one of my videos. Yeah, it's a song called Right. It shot up on YouTube. It's got quite a lot of views on Facebook as well. So yeah, no, that's it's had a decent sort of viewing, which is cool.
Yeah, how does it feel to have 20,000 views?
Well, it's just nice that people have gone out of their way to listen to something that I've created and positively reacted to that as well, because you put a lot of effort into something like that, and for people to kind of give you that sort of reaction is really nice and heartwarming.
James, how was your last gig? Because I know you performed in Surrey.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I travelled back home for the weekend, and I've got this band at home called, we call ourselves the James Letta Band. It's just a group of musicians that I basically employ. I say employ, I don't pay them anything, but I employ them to do a, you know, a bigger show than just an acoustic set. So we did this this event down in Surrey called Hello Scream, which was just crazy. Like, we performed to about 2,000 people. It was like a fireworks night as well as a Halloween thing, and it was last Saturday. But yeah, it was absolutely unbelievable playing to that many people. It was wicked.
Yeah, I know you have a new single coming out in December. What is the song about?
I'll delve into this. So I have a single coming out in December called Eyes for You. Surprisingly, it's about having an interest in someone, basically. So I thought you could probably, you know, get that from the title. It's this sort of up-tempo R&B funk song. It's a bit electronic. It's been produced by a producer down in Cambridge called Dom Hudson, who's absolutely wicked. He's kind of electronic and house and dubstep. So bringing those two genres together, you know, I'm quite R&B and soul and funk, and he's kind of more electronic. Those two things have come together really, really well. I'm really, really excited about it. Like, really excited about it. I'm hoping that it'll really kind of kick on. And we were shooting some of the music video last night, which is cool. So it's gonna be wicked. Keep an eye out for that one.
Yes, sure. So you were talking a bit about dubstep, but what I really want to know is, what's your musical influence? It can be a band or artist.
I'd say if there's anyone that I had to pick out, it would be Stevie Wonder. I think in what he has done for R&B music and how everyone in the genre just looks up to him and thinks he's just, you know, unbelievable. It's just he's as an, you know, I love MJ and I love MJ's music, and a lot of people talk about him. But as a creator, I think, as a performer, he was unbelievable. As a creator, I don't think there's anyone really that had comes close to Stevie. Just the way he writes, I mean, partly because he was blind as well, you know, his ear was so finely tuned and he could just write in the most amazing way. But yes, I mean, Stevie Wonder, Prince a lot. So I was absolutely gutted when he died this year. Michael Jackson, a little bit of Justin Timberlake as well, I guess, yeah.
Do you have a favourite genre?
Favourite genre? Yeah, I'd say contemporary R&B. Yeah, but that's not to say I only listen to contemporary R&B. I love rock music.
A bit of soul as well.
I love soul. I mean, I like pop music as well. I like what's well written. There's good music in every genre, but my preference is contemporary R&B, yeah.
Interesting. Where can everyone check it out, your music, then?
So I've got three songs out at the moment. You can find them on my YouTube channel, which is really, really easy to find, or you can download Right, which I believe is going to be played today. I think it is.
Yes.
Yeah, Right. This is the Night, also, and then another song called When We Get Alone, which was a B-side to This is the Night. They're all on iTunes at the moment, or Apple Music or Spotify if you want to stream. Really, really easy to find.
Yeah. So right now we are going to read a few messages. We received a message really early in the show saying, "Yo, Vicky, it's Emmy. How cool is this? Thank you so much for listening to the show." And she also said, "You guys are sick." I really appreciate it.
Cheers.
I think she's saying a good way.
The young ones with their, you know, cool language and... totally down with the kids these days.
When they say you guys are sick, do you mean they were referring to James's throat going?
Yeah, my throat is genuinely
potentially
sick. It's not good.
Okay. I think it's time to go to a song. We're gonna listen Right by James Letter.
Enjoy.
This is URM.
Gotta look so deep to find what it is that is driving me crazy. Can't keep it in inside. No, it's all because of you. I knew I'd always lose. The first time that I looked at you, from there it was downhill blues. I lived a life before I met you. Now what the hell went wrong? I got my life back now. You left, so it's time to move on. I was right to leave you, must have been out of my mind. I was right to let go and leave the past behind. I was right to understand, how could I have been so blind? I was right to embrace the emptiness inside. Oh, was I?
Go again.
I don't remember us. It doesn't cause me any fuss that I can't remember the very first time that we met. So tell me I forget. Or did you give me cold sweats? I don't know that I want to remember. It's the days inside my head. I lived a life before I met you. Now what the hell went wrong? Back now you left, so it's time to move on. I was right to leave you, must have been out of my mind. I was right to let go and leave the past behind. No, I was right to understand, how could I have been so blind? I was right to embrace the emptiness inside. Was I?
Is URN.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the popular table on URN. I recently went to Jake Buck gig, which was one of the best gigs I've ever been in my whole life, and I went to quite a few. I met him as well. I had the chance to meet him, and he was a lovely person. His gig itself was absolutely fantastic. He can really make the audience pay attention and leave the moment, which I think he's done so well with Broken. When he sung it in the end of the gig, was absolutely fantastic. I've got goosebumps. You know someone is a true artist when you get goosebumps. But
or it's cold.
Yeah, that's true. Which or is because I did get goosebumps when I saw Jake Bug at Reading, but it was kind of because it was cold. I'm at Reading Festival, and that was obviously huge. But I was kind of there because I wanted a good spot before Arctic Monkeys. But so because I'm not a huge Dave Bug fan, but yeah, I think it in a big audience it fell a bit flat. But I could imagine for him,
I was just right in front of him.
A smaller intimate gig would work really, really well.
It was fantastic.
Do you not think that all music's better in a smaller space, though?
Not always. Not at all.
What works in a huge arena? Apart from maybe, like, if you're saying...
Probably
Arctic
Monkeys.
Beyonce at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, like, because I do two different types of gigs when I play. So usually when I'm up at uni and I go and play at bars, I just do acoustic sets with a keyboard, and that's really good for an intimate gig when people they shut up and they pay attention, they really listen. But if I was playing to like last weekend when I was playing to 2,000 people, or if I was playing at a festival or a massive venue, I would want something that's big and really thrilling and kind of punches through it a lot more. So I mean, it really depends what type of gig you're looking for, but yeah.
Did you go to any gig this year?
I went to see William Synge April, I think, or May, and that was so dope. That was awesome. It was like to see where he's come through, like, you know, working so hard at putting covers on the internet, but he's a seriously skilled musician. I got to meet him afterwards. He was a proper decent bloke.
Oh, this is so great. I love it when you actually have a chance to meet the artist. It feels great.
Well, what was funny is I waited back and there were about 10 other people there that were waiting to meet him, pretty much all girls, so you can tell the type of singer that he is. Most of them were like, oh my god, William, can I get a picture? I want a picture. Oh my god, I want to give you a hug. Oh my god. And I just was like, bro, your music's dope, you know, like. And I like wanted to talk about music, and he was like proper up for talking to me about, you know, him being an artist rather than like a sex icon or whatever. And like, because I think, well, you know, Justin Bieber gets a little bit ticked off at that, doesn't he, because he's wants to be appreciated for being an artist rather than just a...
But is he really?
He's talented. No, he is talented. He plays like 5 instruments.
True.
And not many people know that.
True.
But he's been in the limelight since he was 14. So I think, you know, there's a lot of it's kind of gone a bit, you know, funny. But yeah, no. Yeah, William Synge was super dope. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. What about you, Ben? Did you go to any gigs?
Last gig I went to was awful. It was Busted at the Nottingham Motorpoint Arena. Now, Busted were my absolute childhood. I knew every single word of every album. If you gave me a guitar and say, play any Busted song, I will be able to play it. I have really high expectations.
Right, we will be right back.
And it was just... They just can't... I mean, they're just terrible. They're just awful live. And, they were playing at the arena in Nottingham, and now they're coming back and playing at Rock City. And I imagine next, eventually they'll come back and play in Mooch, because they're just going to get smaller and smaller as everyone goes, this is terrible. But supporting them, for some reason, was Wheatus, who were, I mean, the biggest, like, sing-along song was Teenage Dirtbag All Night, but the rest of their set actually was so good.
And was it better than the actual
by
band?
By an absolute country mile. And so it kind of desecrated my childhood to some extent, but Wheatus were really good, so it made up for it.
Did they sing Year 3000?
Yeah, they sung every... Like that, but far worse.
Oh, right. Well, they're trying to be a bit indie now, though, aren't they? Well, some of their new music.
So one of them left because they didn't think that Busted was making proper music. So he let Charlie Simpson to make Fight Star.
Which was a new metal band or something.
Yeah, which was more interesting, but didn't do very well. And now he's come back to Busted because I assume he's run out of money. I can't think of any other
reason.
Pretty
much, yeah.
And now he's... And their new album's coming out soon, and I'll be interested. I mean, I'll listen to it. I'll see what direction it's gone. Mm. But if it's anything like they are live, then we'll not be looking forward to it drastically.
Mm. What about you, EB?
I went very, very recently, and by recently I mean last week, which is why I missed the show. I'm sorry. To a...
Better things to do.
To the gig in... To Bastille's gig in Manchester. Now, the thing is, I know for a fact, people listening in, that they performed in Nottingham the night before, but I didn't get tickets, but I was not to be denied, so I got a ticket to Manchester, and Alex and I went and saw them there. They were absolutely amazing. it's kind of one of those bands that does it really, really well. Like, they do their live show absolutely fantastic. They finish the night with a rousing rendition of Pompeii, and you haven't heard Pompeii until an entire arena of like 3,000 people are singing along
with
it
in tune.
It may just have. It may just have. Also, they did an amazing cover of "Rhythm of the Night," and that is now my favorite version. So,
fair enough.
I loved it. It was fantastic. You can ask Alex when she's back as well. So
right now I'm also going to talk about meeting musicians or famous people that we admire. Did you guys ever met someone you have some admiration, someone that you respect musically?
I had brunch with Tom Fletcher.
You had brunch with Tom. What did you do?
So Tom Fletcher lives around the corner from where my old school is, and I just happened to be having brunch there with my family, and he just happened to be having brunch there with his family. We were like on tables next to each other. We basically had brunch together.
So you had brunch. Let me get this.
In
you
the
had
vicinity
brunch
of
in
Tom
the same
Fletcher.
Building. The same way, if I take a picture of planet Earth and say I'm in a selfie with Tom Hiddleston. I bumped into Adele crossing the street. It was the weirdest moment.
Crossing the street. Please tell me you said hello from the other side.
Admittedly, this was before 25 came out, but I was very tempted to say Chasing Pavements. It was one of those moments where I kind of just went, do I bother her? We're just in the middle of the street. This is Adele. I mean, on the one hand, she probably wouldn't care. She may swear at me, but, you know, have Adele swear at
you.
Did
you get starstruck?
I was. I was too busy thinking about what to do to actually do anything. So by the time I decided what to do, she had crossed the road and left. I like to think Hello from the Other Side is about our chance meeting.
If it
was from before 25, incidentally. So,
well, music's what you want it to be about,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly. So. I can now proudly say Adele wrote a song, Adele wrote a heartbreak song about me. That's how I'm immortalised. Sorry, Adele.
That's hilarious.
This is quite funny. Well, I actually had the chance, like I said before, to meet Jake Bugg. Which was amazing. And I actually said to him, he was a huge inspiration, and said to him, thank you for your songs, because they mean so much to me, while the other girls were so starstruck. They couldn't do anything or say anything. It was quite funny. So, yeah. He was also a very humble guy. He came from this car carrying his own stuff, no one helping him or anything.
How recent was this?
This was October 26th.
This year.
Okay. So pretty much like 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so like, you know, once he's become as established as he is now, so it's not like in his early career.
No, it was right now. Yes, he was very humble, and
that's good.
It was just great that like someone that I really had a huge admiration actually was the person that I had in my mind. Yeah. So,
Shivani, you were saying earlier on when we were in the studio that you fulfilled one of your childhood ambitions by seeing S Club when you were like, that was one of the gigs you went to. Or was that Ben?
Mine was Tony Christie.
First gig I ever went to, best gig I ever went to. I mean, do I need to say any more? It's S Club.
When was this?
You like, do need I to say anymore, because you need to say whether or not it's S Club 7 or S Club Juniors. Or
it was S Club 7.
Those are the real questions in life.
It was S Club 7, but then S Club Juniors came out on stage and it was lit. It was lit.
Before lit was a thing.
Those were your exact words when you were 8, yes?
Yes,
make sure.
Yeah. In my dear diary, S Club was lit. Kind regards.
Special.
Kind regards.
Kind regards. Special.
Yeah, we're receiving a few messages right now. Emma is asking to give her a shout out, so
again,
I'll give a shout out to her.
Hi, Emma.
It's Emma, not Emmy. The other one was Emma.
Emma.
So shout out to both
Attention
of them. Shout out to Emma and Emmy. And I think we also received a message to you, Ben.
Would you
like to read it?
I got a message saying, Ben, I was at the concert too, and I couldn't agree more about Busted. We just stole the show by far. Please end the show with Lemonade, if you can, as that was the show I left singing. That is not something I have the power to do, but we'll see if the power
we'll do our best.
Listen, Busted were decent. I don't agree with that, but never mind.
Ooh.
Busted were decent, but don't deserve any hype for that show at all. Ella, So thank you very much, Ella, and yes, my opinion has been ratified.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Popular Table, and right now we're gonna talk about the Europe Music Awards, which took place last week on a Sunday precisely, and it was fantastic because there were artists from all around the world. I don't know if you guys watch it, but I did, and I watched live, and it was worth it because Green Day performed, and their performance was absolutely fantastic. They changed the original American Idiot lyrics to Subliminal Minds Trump America. So
hey, this was before the election.
Yes, that was before the elections. You know, that was...
They could be on the other side of the wall.
It was a week ago, so... I think this is what I really liked about it, because I was a bit tired of sugarcoating performances, especially for awards. I think it was time to see something different, and I really think Green Day came up with it, and everyone was singing along this song. I could feel the energy from the other side of the screen, you know? But yeah, also, and they received the award for Global Icon at the ceremony, which took place in the Netherlands. In the acceptance speech, Billy Joe, which the Green Day singer, said, "It's really nice to be in Europe right now, but most of all, it's really nice to be out of America just for a second because of this horrendous election that's going on right now. Our entire country is out to have one big collective heart attack." I think we all went through this heart attack covered the elections last week.
And
didn't
by
we,
the way, Ben? For our listeners who are listening in, the coverage of the URN election special is now available on Audio Boom. Just wanted to point that out.
That's 10 hours condensed down into 1 hour of very factual information.
Indeed. Just wanted to put that out there.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So did you guys watch it? And
no.
Do you have any favourite moments?
Green Day won the only award in which no one else was nominated for, the Global Icon Award, which makes me really feel like they probably won it. They probably won it to basically... They were given it so that they'd turn up and perform. It doesn't feel like they sort of legitimately won this award. Rather, they'd gone, "Will you come and play our show if we give you an award?"
But
at the end?
I don't think so, because this is how it works. I know that with the VMAs, the same thing worked for Rihanna and Beyoncé in the previous years. So it's an MTV award. This is how they do it.
Isn't it a bit like a Lifetime Achievement Award kind
of
thing?
Yes, so it's the equivalent.
I didn't realise they've been around for so long. They're from the 80s. But I mean, they were nominated
Early
90s. Yeah. They were nominated for Best Rock Band and they lost to Coldplay. And if you can lose Best Rock Band to Coldplay as Green Day, then you're going to want to have some sort of special achievement award to be able
to
still
turn Coldplay.
Up.
What?
Sorry.
I don't mind
they're
them,
so
but they're definitely not
rubbish.
A rock band.
They're
they
so
used
rubbish.
To be. I would say Ooh. They used
Wait,
to be.
Is it they used to be a rock band? Or, okay,
rock
just wanted
band.
To clarify whether you're saying they used to be a rock band or they used to be rubbish. Two very different things there.
They've always been rubbish.
No.
They're completely middle of the road and boring and monotonous.
I feel
they took what Radiohead were doing and made it far less interesting. They just wanted to take the edge and the grit off rock so it would be available to all audiences, basically.
Have
you know,
ever
kids and adults
to
alike.
The Scientist?
Yeah,
it's a brilliant
awful song.
It's a beautiful
song. It's so
song.
Overplayed. I hate it. Sorry, I'm getting a bit savage here, but I'm not.
That's fine.
Not
you
a Coldplay
fan. Go through the list of nominees and just slate them all.
To be fair, going through the list of nominees, there are some outrageous claims being made. Like Justin Bieber's "Sorry" is the best song.
It's a good song. It's a good fun song, but it's not.
I think for best song. I think 7 Years by Lucas Graham, because I was blown away.
Oh,
when
I hate
heard
the song.
To be honest,
I really hate this
or
song.
Even Work
it's
by
so
Rihanna.
Annoying. It bores me to death.
Well, just not
Work by Rihanna. I mean, I'm sorry, Adele.
Regular
like, hello.
Regular listeners of the show will know that I champion Justin Bieber every opportunity I can. But this is just not the point where Justin Bieber deserves to win. Like
no.
Adele, 10 out of 10.
I know the Chainsmokers made a comment saying that they were not into Lady Gaga's new album, and Mark Ronson hit back and was like, yeah, but you're just, you know, lacking in character, and okay, you just use Ableton loops and
stuff.
That's
unfair. That's like, if someone doesn't like your music, fair enough, you're allowed to do that, but like, no need to hit back at someone else's career.
Oh no,
that.
But it was funny because the Chainsmokers are also rubbish and Mark Ronson is a proper producer, so I was like, got Mark. Go on, mate.
Did you hear Chainsmokers singing live? Can't remember.
In the VMAs.
The VMAs.
Absolutely so awful. It sounded like me in a karaoke night.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was another category as well, which was Best Pop, which Ariana Grande was nominated, Fifth Harmony, Justin Bieber, Rihanna, Selena Gomez, which I'm sorry, she didn't deserve it.
Don't get into this with me. Selena Gomez is amazing.
Her last album's really good.
Banging. She can barely sing.
She can barely sing.
When she tries to reach the high notes, she always fails.
This is clearly not a live singing.
Yeah, but when she does it live, she's really bad. I'm sorry. I have to say this.
It's basically whose producer is the best. That's essentially what it is. It's about who can produce pop music the best.
To be fair, Fifth Harmony is better than Selena Gomez, and they won, so it's fine.
I think what should be said, though, about this kind of voting procedure with a music award, though, is there is no way to check whether someone's voting once or twice, because I've seen the voting websites.
Yeah.
It could be a comparatively smaller group of fans who are just more dedicated when it comes to voting, churning out the results for Shawn, you know, the likes of Shawn Mendes and Fifth Harmony for Best Pop. Not to say none of them should have been nominated, but I guess when it comes into a popularity contest, it becomes difficult to base it just on artistic merit.
Moving on to Best Alternative, Kings of Leon was nominated. They also performed Waste a Moment, which was a brilliant performance. Finally, rock is getting back on track, and I'm loving it. Radiohead was also nominated, Tame Impala, 21 Pilots, and my favourite, the 1975.
Who is your favourite, the 1975 or Jake Bug? You seem to go between the two a lot.
I would say
Landslide Bear.
I would say Jake Bug, because I think I can connect better with Jake Bug songs than 1975.
So we have a favourite.
But the winner was 21 Pilots, which, I don't know, they're winning all the time, and I think they're a bit overrated. Sorry, not sorry, but just saying. I don't know. I really liked Tame Impala's last album, so I'm a bit suspicious. And Kings of Leon, okay, it wasn't their best album, the one they just released, but they're still bringing back the rocky alternative tunes, so I really appreciate it. I don't know what is all this hype about 21 Pilots. What do you think, Ben?
Well, it's because they do pop music, essentially. If you take your average... your average voter who's going to be a 14, 15, 16 year old girl, and you say, right, who out of this list have you heard of? 21 Pilots was Stressed Out was everywhere in the summer. It was essentially a pop song.
In Heathens as well, because they got in the soundtrack.
On Suicide Squad as well. Yeah. Although I'm not sure that's really their kind of
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Popular Table, and right now we're going to talk about fashion. Yay!
Woohoo.
Yay.
Oh Ben, you look so thrilled.
I'm not wearing trackies today, consider this me making an effort.
Guys, I've got to ask you about this trend, because I love it, but I think it's quite controversial, which is pretty much...
And we're going to cover it in 1 minute.
Jumper crop tops.
I know, it's dope, I like it.
Love it, love it, love it.
So no, it's a cool idea.
It's winter and slutty. I love it.
Okay.
Show those goosebumps.
I just think it's great because sometimes you can just really decide what to wear and you just go for it, and you can wear with like a high waist skirt or with a high waist jeans. It works with everything. So why not go for it?
It's cool. I'm going to rock it at my next gig.
Love it.